It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A community in West Central Wisconsin seeks to put an automated external defibrillator in every police car. We examine the issues in emergency response in a rural area, and you can call in with a question, share comments along the way, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Daryl Priest is police chief of the Cadott Police Department, which is in Chippewa County. Chief Priest, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Earlier in our discussions, we talked with the Galesville Fire Chief, Lucas Tuska, who spoke about the challenges of running a rural fire department. What challenges do you face overseeing a rural police department?
The biggest challenge, not only for rural law enforcement, but also law enforcement in general right now, is just staffing is a big concern and a big challenge for us. Not only having the opportunity to entertain hiring quality candidates, but just retaining them. It's become such a kind of a cutthroat profession where, you know, you have a generation where the in my opinion, the people are looking at what they're taking home and not necessarily always looking at the benefits, the retirement insurance, stuff like that. It's just fighting for quality employees and employee retention and finding that the employees are really going where the money is. And a lot of times that's bigger municipalities.
And they go to bigger municipalities. What do your officers seek to stay on the job? Is it specific salary? Is it benefit packages? Where can you not compete as you see it?
A lot of it has to do with, I guess, the totality of everything. I mean, our job, I mean, when I went to school to do this 20 years ago, I was competing when I went to, like, Green Bay, Madison. I would write a police test against 200-plus candidates, where nowadays if we get 10 people to apply for a job, it's really changed. A lot of that had to do with Act 10. One of the most appealing things of our job back when I got into this profession was the fact that we had great insurance benefits, great retirement benefits, and now it's kind of gone away from that over the last 20 years, but it's coming back. So it's where you have the students that are looking for the jobs where they used to have to, they used to be hired, got paid to go through the recruit academy, which at the time was 440 hours. It's almost doubled that now. And we're an employee of a police department. The trend went to, okay, that candidate had to pay for themselves to go through that training. So now we're going back to departments paying for it again because there's such a lack of employees.
A lack of employees. So the Cadott Police Department currently has 5 officers when the village has the authorization to have up to hire 9 officers. How is the number of officers affecting policing efforts in Cadott?
So Cadott specifically, we would have 9 spots on our roster, per se, within Chippewa County, so we could have up to 9 employees. 3 of those employees traditionally have always been full-time, with the balance of the number being part-time. So even finding part-time employees can be challenging, and we as smaller departments, even with, like, the Stanley Police Department 8 miles down the road, Stanley has also co-opted with the village of Boyd, which is kind of in between Cadott and Stanley, just kind of reiterating on the needing the employees and not enough employees out there for the job.
I understand that next year you're expecting budget cuts. How could those budget cuts affect the department?
Well, the budget cuts aren't really going to affect our operation. We have an operational budget set aside to pay for our employees and everything that goes with that. The budget cuts have a lot to do with just the state of the municipality right now. So we tried to do as much as we could as a department within the municipality to try and help the municipality get back to a better position financially. So we did some budget cuts maybe that we wouldn't normally do every year that we're doing for 2024.
We're talking about challenges facing the Cadott Police Department with Police Chief Daryl Preece. You can join in questions and comments about rural emergency response, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org to join in the conversation. You mentioned that you brought up police departments near Cadott, Boyd, Stanley, Thorpe, and Chippewa Falls in the mix. How does the Cadott Police Department maintain its partnership with surrounding communities? What is the back and forth like?
I would like to think just in our county and everywhere else, I think law enforcement is a pretty tight-knit group. We do a lot of things together. We do a lot of training together. Stanley has a beautiful shooting range where they got some land donated from a member of their community out in the country. And we go out there and do combined department shoots, qualifications. I know Stanley, as being a department with a canine officer and a dog, has a training course set up out there for canines. And there's also a lot of involvement with the Stanley Correctional Institution that's operated by the Department of Corrections. There's a lot of things they are involved in with us as well, as far as, like, for our shooting range here in Cadott. They built and manufactured benches for the long gun, long range shooting portion of the rifle range. So, I mean, going back to your question, I think we have a really good working relationship with everybody in our county and, you know, including the Department of Corrections within the state.
Do you have issues with the time it would take for backup to arrive at the scene? Is that a stressor for you?
I mean, it's a fair question, and honestly, it just depends on the day, I guess. You know, staffing directly affects how you know, we assist other agencies, and this is a unique profession in respect to when I walk in the door in the morning, I don't know what my day is going to be like. So I could plan on having to be in the office for 5 hours, and I may not be in the office for more than 5 minutes. And just depending on what happens in the county, like, for example, we had two mental health situations here over last weekend that happened at pretty much the exact same time. Obviously, we have one officer on duty. So we have to rely on the State Patrol and the Triple County Sheriff's Office, the Stanley Police Department, to assist us when we have a need for them to, if they are available. So it's really just what kind of calls are happening within the surrounding communities at any given time. That's what really makes people available when we need them.
Chief Preece, you mentioned mental health emergency. When a call involves this type of emergency, how should law enforcement respond to those situations?
They're all unique situations, and they all may never be the same. Anyone's mental health crisis or emergency is different from the next one. And they all have to be handled uniquely. And some of them, we are able to come to a resolution with the assistance of a group called Northwest Connections, which offers crisis intervention by using them as a resource for the person in crisis. Sometimes the crisis is so far along, we have Chapter 51 in the Wisconsin statutes that governs, you know, making sure we get people help they need when they can't make that logical decision themselves. And we have to intervene and step in and say, no, you need help now. We are going to take you to get help. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of our options with the mental health side of things.
You've started an initiative to add portable defibrillators to every Chippewa County squad car. The goal of helping officers save more people from heart attacks. Why is this equipment essential for officers in your county?
It's really essential for everyone. I mean, it's not just limited to our county. And as personal experience, I've conducted CPR on people that have not made it. And I've conducted CPR on people that have survived. The real push behind it, along with the personal experience, is in rural law enforcement, we don't always have the luxury of having an EMS crew here. We do have a fire department in Cadott. It doesn't always get staffed, or, you know, it's volunteer-based, so people may not be able to get the fire department may not be able to get enough people to staff an ambulance to get out to a call, so we may have to rely on Triple Fire District to send an ambulance from anywhere between 8 and 10, 12 minutes away on emergency response mode. So, I mean, those are minutes that people that are in a cardiac situation can't have. We can't have that. And it just got to be something personal for me to kind of push this along and say, look, we as rural departments, agencies that serve rural Chippewa County, we need to have this equipment. And like I talked about before, budget cuts, everybody feels budget cuts. Everybody has to adjust budgets. Every municipality is different, but there's always seems to be something that we need but don't have the money for. So, like I said, every department needs one of these. This is something that is, if we get this in every car in the county and it saves one life, they've paid for themselves. That's really the push.
In our few moments left, we have, what is the timeline for getting these defibrillators in every police car?
I really don't have a timeline. I need to raise about $75,000. I've got about 20 of that raised right now with a lot of other feelers, if you will, out to different charity organizations and different companies in our area. So I'd like to see if I could get these out in the hands of our patrol units here by sometime in February after, you know, you raise the money, we get them ordered, they get delivered, we get them out to people. That's my goal. That's my goal is February.
Well, Chief Priest, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Daryl Priest, Police Chief of the Cadott Police Department in Chippewa County. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.